Okay, once you're ready, everything's settled?
Yep,
together. Water ready? Coffee ready? Mincy ready? Okay, go.
Hey guys, it's Mincy. Welcome back to Go Standard. I'm here with my friend Joy. Hello, Joy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well.
Finally, this is Friday. Well, I know you guys are listening to my podcast on Monday, but actually we are recording it on Friday. That's why I'm so excited, because nothing is better than Friday. And I'm actually going for a weekend trip with my mom and sister to Busan.
Busan
is
lovely.
The second largest city in Korea, and it's a ocean, by the ocean. Very good seafood and amazing. It's like, I'm super excited.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Busan and you are in Korea, you should definitely go check it out.
Oh, you should. Like, Seoul, Busan, Jeju, that must go.
The top three.
Right.
The Holy Trinity.
Yay.
when my friend Sean was here, who was on a few of your podcasts,
right,
he loves Busan. So,
oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think he would prefer if I lived in Busan.
What
he
did
loves
you guys
it that much.
Do in Busan?
It was our third or fourth time there, so we'd already done all
awesome.
The touristy things. So we just went and hung out, went to the beach.
Yeah, it's very
walked
cool
around.
Because my mom's hometown is Busan. That's why I have an aunt and like my family there. But also, my father's hometown is Jeju, like I said before.
Right.
So this is so perfect combination, like Jeju, Busan, and Seoul. So like, I have reasons to go to the best part of the, you know, Korea.
Yes, lovely. And how long are you staying? The whole weekend, or?
Yeah, just on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it's still a good time. I'm just so excited to spend some time with my lovely ladies. It is so hard to make a time all together. And I think that it's very important that you really make time when you can, because later means that I don't believe in tomorrow. I don't believe in later, because you might not have the later or tomorrow. My mom might not have tomorrow or later. So why don't you really take it today seriously? And if you gotta do something, you just have to do it. Don't make any excuses and spend time with people that you love. I think that's more important than you make money or doing something else. I'm not talking about making money is not important.
Yeah.
Okay, why? I don't know why I'm so serious about this. Let's get into details. Oh, by the way, I've been working on my ebook all day, all week long, because it's getting close to be finalized. So I've been working with my good friend who's working in this project together, Scott. So this book will be come out super soon. We are really getting close, and I will update any information on my Instagram and check on my website, betteryoubymincygo.com. Also, a lot of stories that I'm talking about here, it will cover in the book also. And my personal stories, but someone else's inspiring stories will be there. And my goal is to inspire you, motivate you to not like becoming superstar one day, but it will give you some sort of feeling that, oh, I gotta start doing this. So it'll be good.
Okay, lovely. So it sounds like you've had a very busy week, so you must be looking forward to the Busan trip, bit
so
of
good,
relaxing
so good
with your family.
I'm excited.
And the weather is probably going to be class, like really nice weather.
I hope, because it's going to be a rainy season soon in Korea, and I think Jeju is already becoming like into season, like rainy season. It's not so good. So I hope it's not going to be raining too much, but I think there will be rain in the weekend.
That's the optimism we like to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, today is one of those special episodes of Q&A, like where you get to ask Mincy questions. We try to do them every five episodes.
I like
episodes.
It! Yeah, people ask me so funny questions.
Yes, we do get all sorts of questions. First of all, thank you for all the questions, strange ones, interesting ones, thought-provoking ones. There are all types, and they usually come in on the Instagram, whether it's on Mincy's channel, where it's on the Fox Rhino channel, or it's through emails, or it can be comments on Facebook. There's so many ways to leave a question, and pretty much we pick them all out, and then we pick the best like 8 to 10 that we think will make the most interesting listening. I try to pick them all out and not let Mincy know which ones I've picked, so that her answers will be
so
more
I'm scared.
A bit more off the cuff. But yeah, these are always good. So if you also want to get a question on the show, make sure you leave a comment on Instagram or Facebook, or send an email, and your question could be on episode 25.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with more, maybe this is a personal one, but it's something you've kind of talked about before, but this is more direct. It's from a lad called Jimmy.
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 Hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy is from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yes, Birmingham.
I've never been there.
Yes, Birmingham, England.
Oh, Okay.
Yes, a lot of terrible football teams there.
But,
sorry. Especially Aston Villa, terrible. Anyway, so Jimmy wants to know, a very simple question. This question seems to come up quite often, so there seems to be a trend here, a common theme. What is your ideal first date?
Oh, ideal first date.
Yeah.
That is, well, I think if it's first date, the point for the first date is to get to know each other. So going to movie, it's not really a good idea, because if you go to watch a movie, you don't have anything to talk about, anything. You know, it's like what you remember is just a movie. So I mean, if you just go to a coffee shop and talk, I mean, that's still good. You go to the coffee shop, drink some light coffee, but more, if you want to get to know the person a little quicker, then go eat first. I mean, you gotta, I mean, me, if I'm getting hungry, I get angry. Hungry means angry. So in my case, if you wanted to take me out, you really have to feed me first, good food, and then you can drink some good wine. So I think it's kind of awkward, like you just drink wine after, then it's like you kind of miss the time. So when you're eating dinner, good, nice dinner, like steak it sounds good, with some good wine, and then you just talk about, you know, yourself and hobbies, just fun things, and just get to know each other. And then after that, if the day is pretty going well, then she might say yes to your second round, meaning you can go to the wine bar, depends on, you know, what you drink, so... And then you go there. I don't think it's too, like, you don't want to go too far, but still you want to have a good time. And you know, I think that's the whole point. You just laugh and talk about anything serious. But if you give her feeling that, oh, she had a good time. And usually if she stays too late, then it's a good sign. If she want to say, oh, I got to go, then like, maybe she doesn't like it.
Yeah, right.
So I don't expect any like crazy, because if somebody buy me some crazy like diamond ring, that'll be, I mean, that's nice, but that'll be kind of weird. Like,
right, on the first date.
Yeah, like you buy me
cards
like,
on the table.
So something like that. I guess I'm too simple.
Yeah, no, because sometimes simple is the best way, right? Especially at the start. There was another question, but I couldn't find it. It was something similar. It was more, would you rather the man plan the date or listens to what you want to do on the date? Like, what do you find more attractive? If the man said, okay, this is what we're going to do. So, he takes charge and he planned it. Or would you rather he just said, what would you like to
question.
Do?
So I think it has to be something like mutual, because oftentimes, like, I'm just cool with anything. But obviously, you want to share, like, hey, well, I want to do, what do you want to go? It's not, I want to do, it's like, do you want to do this? Or, well, what do you think about doing this? And then you can ask her opinion, and then she said, oh, that's pretty cool. And then you go, or sometimes surprise. If it's surprise, then that means you thoughtfully think about what she likes, and then you do it, and that can be surprise, and then she would love to do it, you know? For example, my case, I love to watch musical. So if the person like say, oh, do you have like some things to do on Friday night? And I say, oh, no. Oh, then let's meet up and blah, blah, blah. And then you can kind of set up some surprise date, right? And then watching like musical, like right now they're playing Chicago, and
yeah.
The Cats is going to be playing in Korea. So something like that is super, like you will get 100 points from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I once heard, and maybe I've put into practice as well, is that a good way of doing it is if the girl comes up with two or three suggestions, and then the guy picks one of those.
Oh.
So in that way, the girl had her opinion and she could say it, but then the guy took charge and decided which one.
I agree. But if the guys are just doing what he's interested in, then of course, like, who likes that? So I think it's also you ask her what she likes to do, like Joy said, so... I even like saying something like, oh, I want to do this, I want to go this, I want to do this, and saying things, because otherwise he wouldn't know.
Right.
So
just be honest up front.
Right, and then I think at the end of the day, you want to spend a good time together, not just one side. So if you hate doing something that you can just force yourself to do it, I mean, you can be nice and, you know, like taking some time to doing something, you know, what she likes to do, that can be happen too. But it's not always, you know, someone because this person wants. You know, it's
especially
not
on the first day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
On the first day, yeah.
Okay, Jimmy, I hope you're happy with that. That was a nice long answer with plenty of detail. So the second question is also, it's sticking to more of the personal side. This is from a lad called Leo. And Leo is from Madrid. So
Madrid.
Oh, I wonder, is he a Real or
you
Atletico
know what? Yeah,
fan?
I want to go to Spain, so I will hit you up if I
can.
Show me around.
Well, wait until you hear his question.
Yeah.
Leo wants to know, do you have any plan to have children in the future, and do you worry it will impact negatively on your fitness career?
Oh, is it a he or she?
It's a he.
Oh, okay. So I wonder why he asked me these questions. Whether, like, first, maybe he wanna have a kiss with me, or second, maybe he has a girlfriend who is into fitness and he want to marry her, but he should probably like consider about having kids because of the body and things like that.
Right, something to
I
consider.
Think that maybe the second one is more close.
A combination.
Me, personally, I don't have any, like, I have to have the kids or I don't want to have a kids. I don't have any strong opinion. So, but what I thought was it's more natural things. If you meet somebody who you love and then you want to make a family, and if you both want to have a kids, you know, and I think it's not something that you have to because all the society, you know, expect you to have a kids, but it's more the decisions between two of you. And I think having a kids and raising kids are a lot of responsibilities. It's not a dog or you're just having, you're just buying things. So I think it's a big, big commitment and responsibilities, because at least 20 years you have to spend your time and money and effort on this human being. So if you both can do it, then yeah, why not? But if just one person's like strong, like idle, then I don't think that's a good idea. You know, because for the kids, they need a man, I mean, father and mother. And if you're not gonna be a good mother or father, then don't even try to have a kids with the person, you know? So that's how I think. Me, if I wanted to have a kid, and obviously then there is sacrifices that woman has to make, because, and I think that's a big sacrifice as well. Not only just body shape, but you gave a lot of your health to your kids. And so that's why mothers are amazing, because I'm not saying fathers and they're good, they work hard to, you know, support the family, but mother literally give the kids their part of life. Because like, otherwise they'll be healthier, they can actually live longer, or, but at the same time they feel super, I guess, not reward, but there are certain things I've heard a lot from the parents who have kids, and they feel super, I don't know, because I've never been a parent, so I don't know how to feel, well, how I say, or how would that be, feel. So that's my question.
Yeah, so did you ever see, probably you've seen it on Instagram, there's a lot of women who use the angle that they have kids and they're still fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
so
they're like
now
fit,
they're super
fit mothers.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, fit.
I do have a friend, and she has a one girl, but she's super fit. And I think one of the big reasons, because she was still young. So if you have a birth when you're young, it's a lot faster healing if you take care of yourself. But when you get older, you already have a broken body. So I'm just saying broken bodies.
Broken
but,
down a bit.
Yeah, and like, then you have a kid, and then you don't work hard, but it's going to take more time. I mean, it's the same thing. You work out when you're in 20s compared to you working or out when you're 30s. A lot harder when you're doing 30s. Same thing with the kids. If you're giving a birth in early 20s or even 20s, it's a lot faster, quicker to get the body that you used to have. But doesn't mean that there's no way you can still, if you take care of yourself and that thing, you can still keep it up.
Right, so if you have kids, it wouldn't mean the end of your fitness career.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there, I think nowadays it's even more popular because there's no fitness model really exists. It's more about that. I think they get more trophies, because what I'm saying trophies, it's like, you are fit because you're young and you're supposed to be fit and beautiful. But okay, wait a minute, this lady is 50 years old, have a grandchildren, but she's super fit. Like, she's not gonna be look like 20s, but she still looks amazing. Then people want more of this. So having a kids is not gonna really stop you, but more like really bring your fitness career shy, even shy, because there are a lot of girls or a lot of ladies with the kids, and you're going to be the role model for them.
Okay, very nice. Let's move on to a question from Korea this time, from Minjun in Seoul.
Hi, Minjun.
Hi, Minjun. 안녕하세요. So Minjun just has a very simple question. Do you have any big plans for your summer holidays?
Summer holidays, actually, I'm going to Busan this weekend. It's not really going to be summer holiday, but I do have a plan this summer. I will probably go to Morocco.
Oh,
yeah.
Morocco, very nice.
So I wanted to go to Spain, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do both. So I just have to go on Morocco and then Spain for the next time. I do really want to go to Spain, though.
How much time do you have there?
Probably like about like 10 days.
Yeah, Morocco to Spain is pretty doable. Just for even if you have a day or two trip to
really?
The south of Spain. Yeah. So okay. Very close. We can take a boat, go across.
Take a boat.
Yeah. Because when I went to Morocco as a teenager, and it was because we were in Spain at the time, and we just went on a trip to Morocco for a day and a half, then came back to.
Really?
Yeah.
So then it's like Texas and then Mexico, like you just cross a little bit
border. Similar, yeah.
So I don't
more
think it's
of
really
a water
really
border.
Spain, yeah.
But still, it's yeah. Really good part.
I think
say.
The same then.
Yeah. a lot of Moroccans move up there, a lot of Spanish down there, but
yeah, so I'm
it could be worth the
definitely
trip.
Definitely I want to go, like Madrid and Barcelona, but also I've heard so many good things about the southern part
yes,
of Spain.
So many good
it's
places.
Big, so maybe if not this time, I want to take some good time and then travel. Not feeling rushed because if I have a short time to prepare and then feel stressed about what should I do getting this book. I'm like so stressful thinking about just going there. So like at the end of the day, like I'm not going.
Okay.
Period. So
when you go to Spain, you want to have more time to just
definitely want to go to Spain. And we had a guy from Madrid, right?
Yes,
so
Leo. From
I want to make more friends in Spain. So one from Madrid, one from Barcelona,
one from Zaragoza.
Anyway, sorry guys.
So any listeners out there who have any tips on what to do when Lisa goes to Morocco?
Europe is my next because, like I said before, my first and last time was 2004.
All right.
It's been like decades and I need to go back.
Yes, you need to have some redemption after that terrible
Europe.
Trip.
And you know what? I want to leave one of the Europe countries. That's kind of, because I've been living in like States for a while in Asia, but I wanted to feel kind of like European spirits. I'm a little bit scared, but...
Put it on the list. To
what country
list.
Would be the best?
Ireland, of course, but other places, every place has its charms, so just depends what you're after.
All right.
Yeah, Italy, maybe, if you prefer
Italy,
the warmer weather.
I've
too.
Heard a lot about good things about Italy.
Okay, so that's answer for Minjun. So we're moving on. These questions are a little bit more fitness related. After all, the gold standard is about all sorts of things. It can be lifestyle, it can be fitness, it can be future goals, all that kind of stuff. But these questions are a bit similar. One is from Isla in Auckland, and the other is from Simon in Boston, and they're both about fitness supplements. So Isla wants to know, are there any supplements you take yourself or would recommend for females who are working out? And Simon wants to know, is creatine okay in your opinion?
So supplement questions. To answer your question first, I do not take any of supplements. I do take like omega-3, multivitamins, vitamin C and things like that. That's it. There's a reason, and I think before you take supplement is not your main dish. So if you don't even eat right, and I see a lot of people, they don't even eat right, eat shit, and then they take supplements. Hello? Like, what are you doing? You're wasting freaking your money. And some people, they don't work out and they just take supplements. Hello, what are you doing? You're getting fat. It's like, supplements only works when you do everything right. And then you are going to put, like, give yourself more, like, something that you need. So if you are a super athlete, work out so above and beyond than regular, because like I'm talking about the soccer players or bodybuilding, or swimmers, or even your regular person, but you do a lot more work than you're supposed to do, then you need some plus.
Mm. little
but
extra help.
It's extra help, but it's based on if you follow all the basic things, meaning eating clean. Are you eating enough? And it, a lot of people, just because supplements is easier and quicker, so they often skip their meals and then they take supplements. And over the years, I tried to, when I'm competing, and then I did take supplements, but 90% of that body that I got, it was not from the supplements for sure. There was time that I didn't take the supplements, but it's all, you can actually do it with your body, I mean with the food, the what you're eating, and that's more important. And if you're taking supplements, the quality of supplements is very important. A lot of people, what they're taking, they don't even know what's in there. Probably it's some nothing, but they, on their head, they're eating something that they make feel better. So if you are gonna take the supplement first, you have to do your job first, like eating thing, your food, real food. And you gotta work out. You gotta not work out normal. If you're work out like massively, then that's when you do your like creatine or BCAA or like proteins. But you gotta know if they are really working, like if they are good product. You know, some protein says it has like 20 gram of protein, but it's like ended up doing nothing, having nothing. So you don't really, like, I don't think you really need that. It's really extravagant. Unless you are a super competitive athlete and you're following all the direction that you have to do, and that's when you talk about supplements. And I don't feel personally how creatine or other supplement really worked on me. I don't even do, I mean, those are the basics, but I don't do any of booster because they're bad for you. Like, if something, some supplements works good for you, like fat burner or boosters, then definitely what I think about. It's something going on to your body. And the most important thing is my health rather than anything else. So I don't depend on those like addictive. Or because those boosters, once you get used to, you need more. And your body doesn't really react. And I once took it a long time ago, like Jack 3D. Now it's Provitic. But I took it because it was from my friend and samples. And I was shaking like right after I feel
what
shaking.
What kind of supplement was it?
Jack 3D.
Was it energy supplement or?
It was a booster.
Booster.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I felt so uncomfortable. Like I couldn't. It was so bad. But some people like it, and then they depend on they taking more and more. And you gotta think about the downside of your health. So I'm not saying right now like protein or BCAAs or creatine is bad for you, but those are, you gotta, it's not super proven, like scientific. I mean, some creatine says it's proven, like it's giving you better conditions, things like that. But me personally, I never felt like huge differences. And with just my regular regimens, like good sleep, eating right, drinking, those work pretty good. So.
Yeah. So you'd say creatine isn't bad, but it's better to get your stuff from real food.
Yes, I mean, people want to argue those a lot because BCAA, I've heard like this research shows that nothing really gets done, like it's not really good, or not good meaning like it's not working, period. Or even creatine, some the research shows that it's proven, it's, you know, giving you more performance or healings and things like that. Me personally never really felt it. So I think it really has to be those level. And even though I worked out super hard, and when I wasn't competing, I'm talking about like super low body fat, still, I don't know if that really gave me any things. It was more my mental. It was my mental to moving, like pushing forward, working out at like twice or three times a day. And that was literally not the supplement, it was more mindset. So I would rather say work on your mindset than rely on, depending on the supplements.
Okay, very nice. Yes, another good detailed answer there for you. That was for Simon in Boston and also Isla in Auckland. And next one is a bit more back to holiday, a lot of holiday talk. This one's from Mark in Dublin. Hey, finally,
yeah,
someone
Mark.
From Dublin.
Hi, I want to go to Dublin.
Yes, Dublin.
And drink beer. Aren't
you
drink beer?
Oh, they love a beer or two.
Yeah.
Pint of Guinness. And so Mark is asking, actually his question, surprise, surprise, is a bit about drinking. He's going on a holiday, a lad's holiday, so a men's holiday, so a group of lads going abroad. He says they're most likely going to drink a lot. and he's already trying to plan his detox for when he comes back. So obviously he's into his fitness, but he doesn't want to miss out on the party, so he's gonna let loose for a week.
Okay.
He's gonna drink probably every day, every night. But then when he gets back, of course the advice would be don't drink while you're away, but he's already admitted he's going to do it for the week. He's gonna go off his plan.
Uh-huh.
For 1 week, he's gonna off his plan, he's gonna drink with the rest of the lads, but then when he gets home, what's the best way to get detoxed or back into the...
Okay, so this is a good question because it's a time, like, vacation season, everybody goes, and I think that it's important that you went to party, then you gotta enjoy the party. Like, if you're gonna, you know, get on your diet, don't go to party. Why do you go to party, you know? So, yes, if you're drinking and have fun, that's great, but you definitely have to pay back because that's gonna be in your body and you are every single drink that you have, right? So what I do, if you feel that you have gained weight, obviously, then you do need some time to healing. What I'm saying is you need at least like 2 weeks of strict diet. I'm not saying starving yourself. There's no way you can just starve and then your body is not gonna function that way. You start eating super clean throughout the day and then just keep your schedule, work out regularly and clean diet, but you have to continue that at least 2 weeks, at least. So how I see is if you're having fun for 1 week, I think you at least spend more than twice, actually 3 to 4 times, you gotta be clean. So in this case, 1 week is pretty big time. So, but if you've been good before 1 week, then I would give at least 2 weeks for you to stay just super clean and tight diet. I'm not saying stop eating. You have to eat, but clean diet. And you gotta work out for 4 to 2 weeks straight. So that means there's no drinking whatsoever until your body is getting cleansed. So that's how I say detox. Detox doesn't mean drinking just like lemon something. Like, it's not detox, guys. So there's no way like that. So eating clean for 2 to 3 weeks, and then that's how your body is getting used, and then you will start seeing or getting back to where you were before. But if you constantly eating something bad in between, you are not gonna see any differences. So
okay, so Mark should go and enjoy his holiday, but then be ready for the pain and suffering when he gets back.
Yes.
Yep, it's fair enough. Yeah. And there you go. Thanks, Mark, for that question. There's a few other ones, but this one, these are a little stranger ones, so I want to get to this one. This is, who is asking? Rick from
Rick.
Manchester.
Oh, another English.
Yeah, another English lad. And he's asking, funny question, but would you rather be stuck in a room, so you can't get out, door's locked, with a really smelly guy or a really annoying, aggressive woman?
Oh, is English weird like this all the time?
Yeah, especially people call Rick.
It's an interesting question. So it is like small room, right?
Yeah.
Like I cannot get out in
right.
the room.
Yeah.
Then I would rather stuck with this smelly man or annoying woman.
Yeah. Aggressive and
aggressive, annoying woman, because this smell, there's no way I cannot get out of this smell because we are stuck. But this annoying, I can just close my eyes or just plug my ears, but you can hold your only breath for a few seconds, right? So if I have to choose one, then I would choose the lady.
Okay, good.
And I'll just completely ignore her.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, this is one last one. And this is from actually an Irish guy who does a fitness podcast. Right? His name is Brian Keane.
Okay.
And it was that's a podcast I like listening to.
Awesome.
And
is he your friend?
No, he's not. But I do know a lad.
So he
checks
out my podcast.
I hope so.
Awesome! People listen to my podcast.
But I do know a lad who works out with someone who works out with him. So he's apparently a great lad. His podcasts are very informative. And he has a lot of good information.
Hi, Brian. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I think he's competed a lot. He plays sport, but he gets a lot of weird questions like you do as well.
Okay.
So, but one of them I just really liked, so I wanted to ask you the same question to see what your answer would be. And it was, would you rather be attacked by a horse-sized duck, so a duck that is the size of a horse, or 10 duck-sized horses?
Duck?
Yeah, like quack, quack.
Oh.
So a horse that's as big, yeah, it's a great question because you really have to think about how you would handle this situation.
10
duck.
Four size of duck.
No, one duck that's the size of a horse.
Oh,
so
one
a really
duck.
Big duck. Or 10 small horses that are the size of a duck. And they're attacking you. I love it. I love that question. Where would you back yourself to survive? Which one could you...
But duck?
Yeah. Ducks can be aggressive. You know?
A duck? Really?
Yeah, some ducks.
But the horse is... But horse is more... I'm thinking because duck... How big is the horse? And I can't imagine how big duck has to be with the size
about
of
this
horse.
Big. Let's go 180 centimeters. 6 foot.
Maybe... Maybe the small dog sounds better.
The small horses, the size of a duck, yeah.
And then I can eat them. kill one too, yeah.
For keep your energy up. Yeah, I like it. I think they gave a similar answer, like if there's 10 of them and they're small.
Yeah, so it's better. I mean, unless they're super, core teamwork and then just attacking me together.
Unless they're like ants.
Right.
And they would just, see. That's what I would be worried of.
Yeah.
Because they'd be unpredictable.
They can do that. 10 to 1 is not fair, you know?
Yeah, but they're tiny as well. But like you said, you could eat them.
Dog is
so.
Not too tiny. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they get pretty small. You could kick it. If you want to kick.
Yeah.
It's like if you play computer games and just be
okay,
guys.
Okay, by the way, don't hate the animals. We love animals.
Yeah,
don't
but if they're attacking
animals.
You,
yeah.
you have to protect yourself. You've got podcasts to make. Okay, I liked all these questions. All kinds of questions, stuff about dating, having kids, supplements, summer holidays, crazy ducks and horses, smelly men and aggressive women. Like we covered all sorts.
I look forward to all these crazy questions and from all over the countries, and that's so awesome. And I want to make friends in every country, so whenever I go there, and then I can have somebody who can show me around.
Yeah, exactly. So keep the questions coming in, and yeah, even if it's not a question, if it's some advice about a country, or if you recommend, for example, if Minsu goes to Madrid, what should she do when she's in Morocco?
Oh,
what kind of food she should try? Anything like that is always appreciated. And make sure you leave comments and subscribe on iTunes so that the Gold Standard can get to more ears.
Yes,
so.
We want more attention. So like, share, and comment, please. And you can also find me on Instagram. I would like to see, I do have friends, people who make a comment. And they say, listen to the podcast and they enjoy it. So thank you for those comments. And check out my website as well, www.minsugo.com. And you will hear soon about my new book. So please support. And then I think my goal is having 100 people who give me a high ratings and then comments. So that's my goal. And then I know you're going to help me. So yay.
Yeah, great stuff. Okay, so I'm just going to say goodbye now and hope everyone enjoys the rest of their week.
Okay, so if you guys are planning to go to this summer vacation, just make sure. Nowadays, it's all craziness is everywhere. So just be careful with your health and be careful with the people. And don't be aware if you go to somewhere crowded. So I wish you the best. And thank you again for being here with us. And have a wonderful summer vacation time. And don't eat too crazy because you will have to pay off them when you come back. But I'll be here, so I'll help you. Thank you, stay active, and be happy. Bye!
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers!